That was no good. Roger spat efficiently into the hot dust. What do you mean? There wasn't any smoke, only flame. Piggy had settled himself in a space between two rocks and sat with the conch on his knees. We haven't made a fire, he said. What's any use? We couldn't keep a fire like that going, not if we tried. A fat lot you tried, said Jack contemptuously. You just sat. We used his specs, said Simon, smearing a black cheek with his forearm. He helped that way. I got the conch, said Piggy indignantly. You let me speak.
The conch doesn't count on top of the mountain, said Jack.
So you shut up. I got the conch in my hand. Put on green branches, said Maurice. That's the best way to make smoke. I got the conch. Jack turned fiercely. You shut up. Piggy wilted. Ralph took the conch from him and looked round the circle of boys. We've got to have special people for looking after the fire. Any day there may be a ship out there. He waved his arm at the taut wire of the horizon. And if we have a signal going, they'll come and take us off. And another thing, we ought to have more rules. Where the conch is, that's a meeting. The same up here as down there.
Okay, what is so important about the conch shell? Well, the boys use it to call meetings. And you only get a turn to talk when you are holding the conch. In a way, the boys are using the conch to hold their little world together, to create order in a place where there aren't any rules. So, I think the conch stands for order and rules, and for taking turns and being fair and civilized. And the conch seems to be most important to Piggy. He's the one who gets really mad when people speak out of turn. He was furious when everyone ran off to start the fire. He wants people to think, to be careful and reasonable. I think Piggy himself might be a symbol of order, and of using your head and thinking things through. But most of the time, the other boys just ignore him. And Jack especially seems to find Piggy really annoying. Let's keep going. We're four paragraphs from the bottom of page 42 where it says, they assented.
They assented. Piggy opened his mouth to speak, caught Jack's eye, and shut it again. Jack held out his hands for the conch and stood up, holding the delicate thing carefully in his sooty hands. I agree with Ralph. We've got to have rules and obey them. After all, we're not savages. We're English, and the English are best at everything. So we've got to do the right things. He turned to Ralph. Ralph, I'll split up the choir. My hunters, that is,